This morning, Republican State Senator Alberta Darling and Republican Representative Robin Voss convened a press conference just before the budget committee they chair was set to vote on the mining bill.
Representative Voss and I are here to say we're happy to announce we have an agreement.
The agreement, Darling said, weighed the concerns of several parties, including holdout Republican Senator Dale Schultz of Richland Center. It included a contested case hearing to be held after a mine is approved, something missing from earlier versions of the bill. Voss said it was a product of negotiations.
I think that a vote should happen in the state Senate so that every single Wisconsinite can know who's for bringing jobs in and who's isn't.
But as Voss and Darling were talking, Senator Schultz entered the room, clearly taking issue with some of their statements. As they left, Schultz made his way to the microphones to offer his take.
I would say that the compromise that they just offered is no compromise at all. In fact, it makes a bad idea worse.
Schultz said the plan would shift the burden of proof in contested case hearings in favor of mining companies and against who he called the little guy. He also said the bill still included several troubling changes to environmental law.
We would like to make progress towards making it easier to mine in Wisconsin, but we're not willing to do that at the expense of the environment.
Despite Schultz's objections, the budget committee was poised to approve the Voss-Darling plan this afternoon. But with a 17-16 majority in the Senate, every Republican vote is key, meaning GOP leaders likely have to listen to Schultz if they want to pass a mining bill there. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.